Well, howdy folks, it's me, the Bowman, and welcome to this week's Outdoor Adventures. It's fishing time and boating time, and it's always time for some water safety. Here's a tongue twister, a verbal vessel safety checklist, life jackets, fire extinguisher, sound producing device, navigation lights, visual distress signal. Make sure you know the safety items you need on your boat. Log on to the boating tab at fw.ky.gov, and we'll be right back on Outdoors Adventures after this message.
The 23rd annual Rudy Fest is June 15th through the 22nd, high atop beautiful Poppy Mountain in Moorhead, Kentucky. This year's lineup features the Dan Tominski Band, the Dale McCurry Band, the Steel Drivers, Breaking Grass, the Lonesome River Band, the Grassholes, Russell Moore in Third, Time Out, Blue Highway, Boston Range, Hammertown, Southern Legacy, Don Rigsby and the Flyby Knights, and so many others. Once again, the 23rd annual Rudy Fest is June 15th through the 22nd, high atop beautiful Poppy Mountain. Log on to RudyFest.com or call 606-316-6677.
Well, let's take a look at that Kentucky Field calendar for the week of March 24th through March the 30th. Welcome to spring. On March 25th, there's a minor lunar eclipse. Be on the lookout for that one. March 28th through the 30th is the NASB State Tournament at the Kentucky Expo Center in Louisville, Kentucky. And that means the National Archery in Schools program. Good luck to all you archers taking part down there. March 29th is Good Friday. And March 30th is the last day of falconry season. A lot of folks don't know this, but it's illegal to feed wildlife in Kentucky from March the 1st to July 31st. It's to protect the wildlife from disease and toxic stuff that might harm the wildlife population. There's exceptions, and fish can be fed year-round, though. For all the information, log on to fw.ky.gov. Make that your friend. Download that app. I'm starting to hear reports of morel mushrooms starting to pop up around western and central Kentucky. They should be showing up in the eastern part of the state about any time now. So that means it's just a matter of time. Probably in mid-April, they're going to start fruiting. If you want to start looking for morel mushrooms and don't know where to go, they grow on the edge of wooded areas, especially around oak, elm, ash, and aspen trees. And look for dead and dying trees, and look around the bases of those trees. Look around where the ground's been disturbed by clear cuts and wildfire burns. That's always a good place to look for morels. And you'll be in a honey hole of them if you can find that, like on a southward or a westward slope. Always a good place to start. And there's all sorts of information with a quick search on the old internet. Well, friends, my time's up on this week's Outdoor Adventures. I'm the Bowman. I gotta go. Thank you. See you. Bye.
Outdoor Adventures can be heard on over 20 radio stations all across Kentucky and many border states on great radio stations. And your business can be heard on Outdoor Adventures, too. Weekly and monthly rates are available with a very specific, dedicated, and targeted audience, those who love the great outdoors. And your business can be on Outdoor Adventures, too. Just call 606-831-1266. That's 606-831-1266 or email oda@thebowman.biz.